It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Neil Spencer right here. And I think here in a little bit, Mayor Dave Kalp will be with us to bring you the action tonight at the Forside Fieldhouse as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the new Knoxville Rangers. Coming into tonight's game, Fort Recovery is 1-1 in the conference, and New Knoxville is 0-2. Fort Recovery comes in 7-2 overall, and New Knoxville comes in with a 1-9 record. Also, Fort Recovery comes in winners of their last five games, so they're kind of on a hot streak right now, and I think they're starting to find their groove here a little bit. If you had a chance to watch them play either in person or on NFHS, or even listen to them on the radio with Rob Weaver over the last couple weeks with PGW covering, you've kind of seen they're kind of hitting their groove a little bit and starting to gel and get some legs underneath them and some continuity in their team. So Neil Spencer has, I think, some words, interview with Coach Melton here, and we'll bring you the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Yep, be back with Coach Melton in just a minute or two.
Winter's here, and what helps warm you up better than a big old pot of chili? Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your family's favorite recipe. All kinds of seasonings, beans, tomato soup and tomato juice, fresh and canned tomatoes, onions, peppers, crackers, shredded cheese, and of course the ground chuck. Get everything you need to help warm up your family with a big pot of chili at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey-McEldowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small-town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Coach Melton, and tonight we have New Knoxville. I know they have some, I think the Bearline kids third year starting. Their record isn't good, but they have some guys that can shoot from time to time and start making stuff. What do we have planned for trying to stop them and build points for us?
Well, you know, Bearline's really nice player, and they've got Hinchin and Osborne, a couple of guards that was in their rotation last year. So they've got three veteran guys coming back that we've got to be aware of. You know, we've game planned for them this week. Big Mac game. All Mac games are number one to us, and you know, we're going to try to get after them defensively, and you know, try to get out in the break and get some easy buckets and get ahead of them if we can.
So, as far as you know, everybody's pretty healthy tonight?
Yeah, we're healthy tonight, except we've got Alex Dews on our JV who's out with concussion.
Oh, yeah, I believe he did get a good whacking on the head last week. So. All right, well, good luck tonight against the New Knoxville Rangers, and we'll see you after the game.
Thanks.
We'll be back on the rest of the Wayne Street Market right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wart, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. A great place to start is with their cube steak. Right now, it's only $4.99 a pound. Grab several packages and you'll have a good start for all kinds of meals. Cube steak and baked potatoes in a salad, cube steak and mashed potatoes covered with mushroom gravy, cube steak with hash browns and corn. Anything your family loves, you can get off to a great start with their cube steaks at only $4.99 a pound from Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And welcome back, sports fans. Recap the JV game, and it was a running clock in the JV game as our Fort Recovery Indians won 57-12. At the end of the first quarter, it was Fort Recovery up 26-0. At halftime, it was 35-4. At the end of three, Fort Recovery added 16 points and now outscored them 16-7. To make it 11 for New Knoxville, and I think it was like 48 or so for Fort Recovery, or 51 for Fort Recovery. And then Fort Recovery outscores New Knoxville in the fourth quarter, 6-1, make it a 57-12 ball game for the Indians. The Indians were led in scoring by junior Wyatt Grover with 15 points. Actually, take that back. Sophomore Rex Leverett added 19 points. Then Wyatt chipped in with 15. Reese Guggenbiller, sophomore, added 10. Riggs Toby added 4 as a sophomore guard. Freshman Mason Diller came in off the bench and scored 4 points in the fourth quarter there. Ross Pearson chipped in with 2. Gavin Evers chipped in with 2. And Eli Leonard chipped in with 1. So good start there for the night for the Indians. We're getting the JV win on that. Coming up here this week, we have tomorrow the boys host the number one team in state in Division 4, the Bakken's Trojans come in. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that broadcast, and you can see it also on NFHS. And then next week, we have the girls hosting Marion Local. PGW will be covering that with simulcast, and NFHS will be on video there. Friday, the boys travel over to the hangar and take on the Marion Local Flyers. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that broadcast. And then on Saturday, the girls host Ansonia, and WPGW will be simulcasting that here at the Fort Side.
And I just found out last night after I typed that up that that is going to be varsity only.
All right. All right, we'll get ready to listen to our national anthem here, so we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the dosage, the form, and the strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution just for you. We also compound hormone restoration therapy to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, and we're back here, and Mayor Kalp is joining us here. Mr. Kalp, how are we doing?
Good, Patchy. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Well, the first game must have went pretty quick, huh?
It was a running clock.
It was a running clock. That explains it. I come out thinking, I walk in, it's national anthem. I'm thinking, what in the world's going on here? Running clock.
Neil was a little worried. I ain't going to lie.
Well, we'll get it taken care of. All is good. Indians coming off a nice win on Tuesday night against, I can't even think who we played there on Tuesday. Arcanum.
There we go. Yeah.
And nice victory there and tonight back in league action.
Absolutely. And, as I said, we're taking on a conference foe here in New Knoxville, and they're actually a little depleted here tonight. Their best player, Carson Beilein, is sick.
Oh,
and he didn't even make the trip. He's at home. He gave him some size at 6'4". And so if you remember him from last year, not Mr. Kalp there, but he had a good game against us the last couple games we played against.
I do remember last year.
Nice
athlete. And I did the game last year on the radio over there at the barn, and they had a Henson kid too. Was he a senior then?
He was a junior. He's a senior back.
He's a senior.
Yeah,
okay.
Senior this year. So,
well, but, very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so he didn't even make the trip, and then right there beforehand, Mr. Harold Feely's not here, the voice of the Indians, but Mr. Tony Stahl, our high school principal, filling in for him.
Sick too?
I don't know what's going on with Feely. I hope not. He's got to do my vehicle here soon.
Well, he's supposed to do mine today, so he didn't do it.
Maybe he is sick.
Yeah.
But Mr. Stahl congratulated the New Knoxville Lady Ranger volleyball team for winning a state championship this past year. And if you don't recall, Indian fans, that the coach's wife, her husband had passed away right before the I think regional game, and went through a little spell, and the kids had some very tough momentum games there where it was going through some really tough battles.
Unbelievable what they conquered there. And
absolutely,
condolences to that family, and congratulations to the Knoxville Rangers and to the coach, obviously, I'm assuming those girls, as talented as they are playing basketball too, because I didn't make the trip to Knoxville last night, but I saw the score, so obviously they're pretty talented.
Yes, they are. A lot of those girls play. One of the taller Henson girls does not, but one of the other ones does, and I know they're really good. And besides playing us, they're a team you love watching play for boys and girls because they both play so hard. And,
absolutely.
And I know that game here tonight, even though looking at the record, they're 1-9 coming in here. We're 7-2 coming in. you know, we're going to get their best shot, you know, as a conference game. And also just knowing New Knoxville and their head coach is Carson Manger, who played at New Bremen. So he's first year coach here. He knows what MAC basketball is all about. And, you know, Calvi, they're definitely going to be prepared to play, and they're going to play hard and give us everything they got.
No doubt about it. And you know what? The Indians this year, there's been a couple of games where I thought, well, we should be able to handle this pretty easy, and it comes out being a close game. And I expect the same tonight. I really do.
Absolutely. And starting for the Indians here, jumping up, we got Kel Ramel, Jr. at 6'5", Daniel Patchett, Jr. at 6'7". Owen Judy is senior at 6'4". Landon Post, who's returning from some sick leave last week, is starting as well as a 6-foot junior. And our last one is Logan Holman, a 6'4" senior. So
I'll tell you what, I thought Logan played probably his best game of the year on Tuesday night. I thought he really played a nice game.
I thought so as well. He did a lot of good things off the ball, on the glass, defensively, and things like that that gave us a boost. Indians did get the jump ball, and we're working around here. Logan Holman has in a high post, kicks over to Landon Post on the right wing, swings it back up to Owen Judy and over to Kel Ramel. Indians are being patient right now.
Yeah, it looks like the Knoxville Rangers are in a 2-3.
Yep, a little 2-3 zone. Three into the corner by Daniel Patchett misses. New Knoxville has the ball, pushing it in transition. Rangers are swinging the ball over right now. Has Max Hinchin has the ball, got stolen away from Landon Post. Landon Post is driving in. Up and good for the two-point layup in transition. Great defense by the Indians, converting it to offense.
Yeah, that's one thing that I think we may have an advantage on tonight is maybe some points off turnovers. Huh?
Absolutely, and we got some size advantage as well, so hopefully we can clear the glass and get out in transition and push on them. So Rangers right now are swinging it around. Good drive. Owen Judy gets beat, but recovers with the block. Kel Ramel with the ball, pushing up ahead to Landon Post. Landon's looking for someone in transition and is doing a great job of swinging the ball over to Landon Post. Wide open three in the corner. Daniel Patch offensive rebound with the miss there by Owen. Swings it back up to Kel Ramel. I do believe the Rangers are in a little 2-3 defense there.
I believe so.
As you were talking about, trying to slow us down, I think probably keeping the ball out of the paint as well.
Oh, nice.
Nice little high-low game from Logan Holman, cutting Daniel Patch inside. That's what you want to do. You want to attack that short corner against a 2-3 zone and look high-low just like the Indians did there. Rangers are swinging the ball around, trying to run some ball screens, get some open looks that way. Lammers has the ball up top, swings it over to Jay Schroeder. Back on the right-hand side over here to Max Hinchin. That was the senior I think you were talking about last year,
yep,
right?
That's right.
If I recall, he was a nice player for them.
Yeah, nice last game last year.
Yep. And he's one of their lone returning experience guys for him. So they're going to, with Beeline out, they're going to expect some big moments from him here. Three for the Rangers. Miss. Kel Ramel clears the rebound. I think he's averaging around 8 or 9 rebounds a game, too. So.
Oh, I tell you what, I thought our rebounding the other night against Arcanum was really good. Daniel was big in there, too. I think Daniel probably had, I bet he had 8 or 9 rebounds also.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he had, but nice little offense, high-low, inside for the Indians. Daniel lost it on the baseline, got poked away. Nice steal by Logan Holman, gets fouled. Great heads-up play by Logan Holman right there. It's one of those things when Daniel got the ball, he tried to dribble against traffic.
Yep,
against
his own.
Yep, just got to take it up strong and chin it right there. Don't bring it down so those little guys can't take it from you. Indians do retain the ball. Great hustle by Logan Holman. That's kind of his thing he does as well for us.
He was great at that the other night, I'm telling you. Seemed like he was everywhere.
Nice cut by Owen Judy. Catches the ball but gets taken away from him by Hinchin. Hinchin quickly in transition. New Knoxville swinging the ball around here. Schroeder has the ball. He's a 5'7 freshman. Gets the ball stolen away from Owen Judy. Owen Judy in transition. Oh. Owen Judy takes it up strong and gets fouled by Schroeder there. Acts him on the arm. That's one of those, copy. I thought he had a, if Kel yells for that, he had Kel in transition.
He did. He had him right. He had him nice trailing there, he tried to take it up strong, and Kel was right there for the putback, but the foul was called.
Yep. And Owen hits the first one on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Indians have a 5-0 lead here with 4:46 to go in the first quarter. A couple subs in. Caleb Evers, a senior, and Troy Holman, a sophomore, check in. Daniel Patch with an offensive rebound, throws it out to Owen Judy, who missed that second free throw. Kicks it over to Troy Holman, who just checked in. Kel Ramel up top. Swings it back over to Kel. Inside two. Daniel skip passes Kel Rimmel for three. Daniel Patch with an offensive rebound. That's just being bigger than
everyone
else.
That's unfair right there.
Troy Holman drive in. Kick out to Owen Judy. Hit that, Owen. Good look.
Ooh. Threw that hard.
Troy Holman working the glass. Caleb Ebers gets an offensive rebound. Missed by Troy. Back up for Caleb. Misses it. Daniel Patch catches it. And one finish for Daniel Patch. Nice left-handed finish by the Indians there for Daniel Patch. And Indians had, what, five or six chances on that?
Yeah, that's a – it's kind of a mismatch down there on the on our glass. And I think we've got five offensive rebounds already.
It's the free throw for Daniel.
Give five to Daniel Patch early in the game here in the first quarter.
Indians match up man-to-man. Kel Rimmel is on Hinchin, making him work. Looking for Ryan Osborne, a 5'11 senior, trying to come off some screens. Troy Holman has the assignment on him. He must be a pretty good shooter if Troy's guarding him.
Yep, Troy's going to stay in his face.
Oh, nice defense there by Caleb. He gets called for the pushing foul. So Knoxville's trying to do a lot of ball screens here on the wing, and our philosophy tonight is go tight to that. If you're the guy guarding the screener, that way we have space to get through on the bottom side. And Caleb just got caught pushing here. We're in a zone defense here out of bounds. And Knoxville triggers it in up top to Jay Waterman. Swings it over to Ryan Osborne. Misses it. Caleb Evers with the defensive rebound. Troy Holman walks up. Looks like we're going to get set here and run a set. Get Knoxville in the 2-3 zone. Owen Judy has the ball on the right-hand side. Nice look inside to Owen to Kel Rimmel, who throws it into Caleb Evers. Shot and misses it. Caleb gets the steal and put back in for Caleb Evers. Nice work by Caleb Evers. Senior right there showing some experience hitting that glass.
I tell you what, he goes to that left hand quite a bit, you know?
Well, he is a lefty. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He shoots free throws righty, but everything else is a lefty.
Is that right?
It's a weird combination.
That is, because I did not know that. I've seen him shoot the free throws from his right hand.
Yeah, I've never seen a kid do that before. But he's a lefty, and he shoots free throws right, and everything else is a left-handed shot. So Indians right now working some defense. Troy Holman steps in. Yep, call that charge. Oh, they're calling a block.
I think he is.
The backside official calls the charge or the block on Troy Holman, and I'm going to guess they thought he was too far underneath the basket.
Yeah, maybe so, because he was certainly set.
And he was there waiting on that. That was great help side defense by Troy. But give Jay Waterman the bucket nonetheless. A 5'11 sophomore gets his first two and puts New Knoxville on the board with 2:46 to go. Here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, in his lead, 10-2. First free throw up, no good. Caleb Evers with the rebound. Outlets Troy Holman, pushes it up to Owen Judy. Catches it on the left-hand wing, back to Troy Holman, right back to him. Hit that, Owen. Said he goes inside to Logan Holman, short corner. Nice little reverse move by Logan Holman.
Nice move, Logan.
That's one of those. Owen was wide open, but was patient, worked it to that short corner for Logan, and we got a good shot nonetheless. I like our ball movement tonight against that zone, Calvin.
Yeah, they're moving it around real nice, and I don't think Knoxville's going to stay in it super long here if it continues to go like this.
Well, their other option is play this man.
And that's not going to work either.
I don't think that's going to work much for them either. Steal for Owen Judy ahead to Logan Holman and lays it in. And Coach Manger's going to take a full timeout. Indians lead 2:06 to go in the count. Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard 14-2. We'll take a break here with them.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? Family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farm, it's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And if you can see, if you're watching FHS, you can see our students down there. They're in a wedding theme.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
We had a wedding theme, and Mr. Stahl actually called in the bridal party tonight.
Look at the Kanapke girls.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Never seen it before like that. I mean, they had dances and everything. It was pretty cool. New Knoxville retains the ball. Logan Holman steals it, knocks it away. Doesn't actually pick it up, I guess. But loose ball right here nonetheless. Riley Heiser checked in as a senior. Recovers the ball up the head to Landon Post. Gets fouled. We'll be going to the free throw line. I think by Jay Waterman, I believe, was the foul.
Yeah.
Ryan Osborne it was. That's one of those. The block up top was clean, but he had a hand on his back, kind of giving him a shove. So Landon will go to the hall. Brother free throw line. Hits the first charity strike. Again, I don't know if you know last week or not, Calvin, but Landon had the flu, missed a couple days of practice, and missed a game, didn't play in. And so
it's nice. Good to have him back.
Yeah, nice to have him back in there. Cal Rammel does replace Owen Judy in the lineup here. We have senior Riley Heiser and Logan Holman, and also Caleb Evers on the floor, and juniors Cal Rammel laying the post. Landon eyes and flies the second free throw. Good. Give him four points on the night.
Yeah.
16-2, Indians lead. Knoxville working it around here.
Well, I see Mrs. Feely up in the stands. Sitting up there by herself.
Yeah. Huh. I might have to put an APB out on her.
She obviously too worried.
Yeah, she's not too concerned, is she? Indians are doing a great job of pressure defense right here on New Knoxville. They're struggling to get a shot up. By the way, I don't have a program for them, so
yep.
I don't have any names.
Oh, you don't?
Nope. Sort of. I think that's the
that right there, number 14, is Jay Waterman. That shot.
Yeah, nice looking athlete for them.
Yeah.
Misses it. Out on Logan Holman. Daniel checks in, replaces Caleb Evers, and Owen Judy checks in, replaces Riley Heiser. And Knoxville retains the ball underneath with 52 seconds left. Indians lead again. Cross-court pass, great steal by Owen Judy, but Indians lead 16-2.
Five turnovers in the first quarter here so far for the Rangers.
I'm not sure. Do they have five shots up yet?
I don't keep track of their shots. They've obviously only got a bucket, so not many shots.
Indians are doing a great job working the ball around right now. I don't know if they're looking for one shot or a good shot. Kel Rammel says, that's a good shot I'll take. Open three, misses it. Landon Post with an offensive rebound. Corrals it, swings it over two. Owen Judy back into Daniel Patch. Nice little find inside to Kel Rammel. Kick out to Owen Judy. He turned down a couple good shots. We'll take that one, Kel Rammel. 15-footer. Daniel Patch with a nice find to Logan Holman, who just misses the shot. Great look
Rangers
inside.
Get their first rebound right there by.
And I don't think they
knew. Yep. Ryan Osborne.
Didn't realize how much time he has, and Coach Manger says, shoot it. He fired up about a 75-footer right there, misses off the glass. At the end of the first quarter, Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard is 16-2 Indians. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, and we're back here. Mayor Dave Kalp and Brian Patch bringing you the action from the Fortside Fieldhouse as the Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the New Knoxville Rangers.
Well, I'll tell you what, so far so good here for the Indians, and it would be great if we get this game under control tomorrow night. We got the number one team in the state rolling into the Fortside, so we had a great game with them last year, and I'd love to see another one tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Love to save some legs here in this second part. I'm not sure who they have, but Shelby County is usually pretty tough, so it'd be nice if they have to play a full game and we could play, save some legs for our second
save
half.
Save some energy, that's right.
Who Knoxville does have the ball here, working around is Osborne. Swings it over to Lammers, back up top to Banner. Inside of Waterman, pokes it away by Kel Rammel. Great defense by Kel. Owen Judy picks up the ball, pushes ahead to Kel Rammel on the right-hand side. Skip past the landing post. Landon dribbles back up top, turns down the shot. Looks like we're going to run a set here against their 3-2 defense. Inside to Kel Rammel. Turnaround jumper. Good for Kel Rammel. Nice, smooth turnaround for Kel. That's his first bucket of the night.
That's his first bucket. Good shooter never has a bad shot, you know. Always thinks it's a good one.
Yep, and if you miss it, the next one's always going in.
That's right.
Waterman swings it around. It tries to get a back screen inside, which he does from Hinchin. Hinchin, wide open three, misses it. Landon Post tracks the rebound down. Nice outlet to Owen Judy. Pushes ahead in transition, tacks the glass. Turns around, spins, kicks it over to Landis. Skip past to Daniel. Back up top to Kel. Indians, again, are going to be patient here. Trying to get a good set. Daniel skip pass over to Landon. Inside to Logan Holman. Turn to drive, Logan. Oh, caught him stepping out of bounds. Love the look. Nice little short corner. Again, anytime you have a zone, you want to attack it short corner, high post, and we just happen to step out of bounds.
Yeah, easy bucket right there, and they caught him with his toe out.
Those are big feet, though. Rangers are swinging the ball around. Lammers has the ball. Quickly over to Hinchin. Hinchin's got, if they want to have a chance tonight, Hinchin has to catch fire for them.
Yeah, he's going to have to get hot.
The call three, misses off the back iron. Ooked. Waterman got a rebound. Looks like he twists his ankle.
Came down kind of fun.
Blocked shot there for Daniel Patch against Lammers. Landon Post pushes it up, swings it over to Owen, over to Kel. Daniel Patch catches it. He's triple team, kick back out to Kel Rammel, over to Owen Judy, wide open three up top. Nice. Good for Owen Judy. Giving him
four
on the night. I think that is that our first three made too?
I believe.
Indians first lead right now 21-2 in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. New Knoxville has the ball on the right hand side. Hinchin's driving in. Brings it back out against Kel Rammel, defending him. Rangers are being very patient here, running this ball screen action on the wing. Poked away by Daniel, but out on the Indians. Troy Holman checks in for Landon Post. So we got Troy Holman, Kel Rammel, Logan Holman, Owen Judy, and Daniel Patch in the game for the Indians. Waterman has the ball up top, poked away by Owen. Waterman does recover it. Swings it over to Banner on the right-hand side. To Lammers, back over to Osborne. Back up to Hinchin. Open three, misses it.
Boy, they just can't get one to fall.
No, they can't.
Rebound number six for Patchy.
Skip pass, you see it there, Owen to Logan. Gets it to Kel Rammel inside, take it up strong, Kel. There you go. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Offensive rebound for Kel Rammel and a putback. I'd say at that point they're just saying we'll let him foul you a little bit because he got hit two or three times.
Yeah, he could have caught a foul real easy and 23-2 here. And yeah, I think they're going to give him a little bit of leniency.
Yeah, that's where the Indians got to be strong. Make sure we take it up and finish it. Owen Judy with the pick. Logan Holman running with him. Owen tacked that glass up and misses it. Oh. That one you got to call when you get shoved in the back there.
Yeah, that was an obvious foul. Turnover number seven for the Rangers.
And the thing I like about it too, Cali, is our defense is leading into some of our offense here.
And that's usually what happens. If you start getting some takeaways, you start getting some easy buckets, and then it gets fun.
One part, you don't want to practice bad habits, but same time, especially with, as you said, the number one team in the state coming in tomorrow.
That's right.
But same time, you want to play hard. You want to, you can't control your opponent. You can only control yourself. And you got to do your thing. And so, Indians are doing that right now. And Judy does hit the first one and hits the second one on the Hall Brother free throw line.
Even him 5 of 6 from free throw line tonight.
We like that, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Waterman has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Lammers, over to Osborne. Back up to Hinchin. Hinchin looks to drive on the left-hand side. Looking for a ball screen from Lammers. Three for Hinchin. Good. As we said, you know, for them with Berliner out, he has to be big for them in this game.
He's going to be their go-to guy here, and he's certainly been throwing some shots up. He just finally got one to go.
And that's hard, too, expecting one guy to kind of carry a load for your team. So inside to Caleb Evers. One thing they're doing, they're playing hard, as we knew they would.
Absolutely. That's
Kel Rammel gets on the ball for a loose ball, knocks it out of bounds. But every time the ball goes in the post, I mean, they're double, triple teaming it.
Yeah, so they just collapse on the ball.
Coach Milton says, hey, let's talk some things over here. We'll take a break with a 25-5 lead with 3:26 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Indians are on defense here against New Knoxville with 3:11 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Hinchin has the ball up top, looking to drive in, kick out to Waterman. Lefty 4-3, a little short. Troy Holman with the rebound. Pushing in transition, kicks over to the right-hand side, Owen Judy. Over to Troy Holman on the baseline, back up to Owen. Nice inside-out game. Just lob that up a little bit higher to Kel. 15-footer for Kel Rammel, no good. Kel just threw it a little flat, and they got a deflection on it. If he lobs it up, Caleb has a chance to put it up.
They threw that in there, and Caleb had to bring it down, and again, they attack that. So.
Yeah. Hinchett drives in and gets fouled, I believe, by Caleb Evers is who they're going to call it on. Yep. 6'4 seniors picks up his first foul.
Fouls on number 32, Caleb Evers, for the second.
Second foul, Mr. Stahl says. But it's a non-shooting foul, so they'll take the ball out of bounds. Indians playing a little matchup zone here. Kicks over to Schrader, I believe, in the corner for three. Misses it. Loose ball. Knoxville retains it. Hinchin has it. He calls a timeout, I assume, going to be a 30-second.
Yeah,
here.
I'd say that was a timeout. I think Troy got off of him thinking it was a timeout.
Yeah, because we had a chance to steal the ball there.
And,
or at least tie him up, and we would have retained the possession if he got a jump. And so in the JV game, we'll recap that here real quick. Indians win big, 57-12. Indians going a halftime lead of 35-4. And never looked back after that first quarter being up 26-0. Indians were led by sophomore Rex Leverett with 19 and junior Wyatt Grover with 15. And sophomore Reese Guggenbiller chipped in with 10. So three guys in double digits.
Rex is coming on, you know. I've seen him play some really good basketball. And, you know, they threw him in a little bit in a varsity game, and I think he was a little timid in that game. But he's coming, baby. He'll be all right.
Yep, sure will. He just, I know you weren't here, but he just dominated that game physically inside. He just went up over those guys and got rebounds. And anything, it was a missed shot, he was laying it in. So, and hit a couple threes as well. So,
yeah, great potential there with Mr. Rex.
And that's nice. The JV also got a win tonight, which, you know, they've...
Get some 8-4?
I think that's what it is, yeah. You know, they started off and played really well. Lost a couple games here recently, but...
Maybe 8-3, maybe.
Yeah, that could
what
be.
What are we, 7-2?
Yeah, varsity is.
7-2, yeah.
And they, you know, they struggled a little bit with Troy Holman. You know, take away your point guard that you've had for a few years and a great defender. And guy that can create some shots, and so that kind of hurt them. I think they're trying to figure some things out, which hopefully they will here
soon. They
will. Knoxville being patient here on offense with a minute 48 to go and trail by 20. Henschen, a little stop and pop. Oh, and Judy goes up for a rebound and collects it. Getting any offensive chances here. Kel Rammel with a nice baseline drive up and good for Kel Rammel, giving him six on the night.
But we're just all the rebounds, that was Owen's first in the half. First of the game.
Well, it's a good sign when they're fighting over rebounds,
yep,
because that's kind of where we're at right now. They're getting one shot and hit. Kel Rammel collects that one, throws ahead to Owen Judy, hits Logan Holman in transition with the foul and the finish for senior Logan Holman.
Man, that was a tough shot.
That was. Arching back and laying it up like that. But that shows his strength there, Calpy, with football and lifting and everything else with the finish right there.
Man, he didn't have much room to work with, and he got it back up.
He did not. He did not. Well, that shortened us a little bit. We bring Daniel Patch out and put Riley Heiser in.
Yeah, that dropped our average. That dropped our average a little bit.
Logan Holman goes to the Hall Brother foul line and hits that one.
Atta boy.
I love watching him play. He plays so hard. And, you know, if he can just hit some free throws, I think that helps his confidence a little bit more.
I agree.
Nice little stop and
nice feed.
Head fake there for Henschen. Henschen. Gets Kel Rammel to fly by. Kel Rammel has the ball now, drives in, kicks out to Owen. Wide open three for Owen. Judy misses that. Kel Rammel just goes up over the top. Offensive rebound, kicks out to Owen. Owen calls a set. Swings it over. Not sure if we're going to hold for one right here or just try to see what they're doing since they're trapping us. Oh, and Judy does have the ball up top, looking for a ball screen from Logan. Got Coach Melton saying, flash the middle, Kel, you're wide open. And there he is, turn around 15-footer, no good. Osborne with the rebound here for New Knoxville. Walking it up here with 22 seconds to go. Throws over to Max Henschen. Henschen drives in. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a screen.
Yeah, Kel.
Got his bell rung there a little bit.
Yeah.
He's looking around saying, boys, call those screens out. That kind of hurt. Moving screens, so Indians will retain the ball on a turnover.
Number 21, Daniel Patch, back in the game for the Indians.
Logan Holman replaces Daniel. 18 seconds go. Indians lead 30-7. Calls a set out here. Landon Post has the ball up top. Swings it over to Owen Judy. Looks like we're a little confused here. We got to go,
yeah,
though, fellas.
Yeah, we got down to four.
Daniel gets it into Owen. Powers up and good at the buzzer.
How about that? Right at the buzzer.
I don't know if that's what we were looking for, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it worked out. 8 points now for Owen to finish the half, and Indians up big, 32-7.
We'll take a break here, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractor from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
All right. And we're back here.
$10 a minute. Ready?
Getting ready to do the Les Johnson halftime shooting. And, Calpy, this is one of the coolest things I think
we
could
really
do.
It is really cool, isn't it?
It is.
It's the Keller boys tonight. Isaac's out there and Henry's out there. And they're battling here for $50. These boys are football players, not basketball players.
It showed, too.
I think that one was going to be good. Hey, I'll go over a few stats here for the Indians tonight. Obviously, they're outsizing the shorter Rangers, and it shows on the rebounding side. Indians with 20 rebounds, Rangers only with 4. For the Indians, they're led by Owen Judy with 8 points. Logan Homan's got 7. Cale Rammel with 6. Daniel Patch with 5. Landon Post with 4, and Caleb Evers with a bucket for 2. That grounds out your 32 points. For the Knoxville Rangers, it's Max Henschen with 5. Jay Waterman's got 2. That's your 7. Indians 6-7 from the free throw line in the first half. Rangers 0-1. Turnover-wise, Rangers are 8 turnovers to the Indians 4. So, you know, like you said, they're down their best player, and it's pretty tough to overcome something like that.
Absolutely, and you know, they're playing hard, and they're, you know, they have a pretty good game plan of trying to, anytime we get it inside, they're trying to double us and make us kick it out, and you know, that's their game plan, is make us hit some shots. And
yeah,
you know, I think we're doing a pretty good job of not just settling for shots, because we've had some open shots we've turned down to get better shots for our teammates. And I think that's the other thing you want to see too, is not trying to be selfish to
go
get yours.
Exactly right,
because this is a game you could do that.
You probably definitely could go out and get your points, and I think as this season's progressed, we're seeing more of that, where we're sharing that ball a little more, and it's not my turn to shoot, and that's what's going to make this team as good as it. Well, we were 2-2, right? And now we're 7-2, so we won 5 straight.
Yep.
And you know, it looks like it's probably going to go to 6 straight. Now tomorrow night we got a different story. We got the Bakken's boys coming in here as the number one team in the state. Last year we took them to a last second shot, and they made it, and we got beat. So this year they're coming to our house, you know, I know they have a loss. I know that Bakken's got beat. I think Marion Local beat them on a last second back
shot.
Door.
Yep.
So they've got one loss to the MAC already, and I'm sure they want to come in here and show us what they've got. And obviously they're good. So I really look forward to tomorrow night's game. Obviously we're not putting this one to bed yet, but it's looking like the Indians have this one under control.
Well, and the other good thing too is, you know, talk about some respect for Bakkens around the state. Obviously defending state champs, but they lost to Marion on a Saturday. Marion got beat by St. Henry on Friday night in the Coldwater Holiday Tournament, which I watched on TV, and that was a good game. And then the next day, within about a 16-hour turnaround, Marion then turns around after losing to St. Henry and beats Bakkens.
Beats the number one team, yeah.
And then on Monday, the rankings come out, and Bakkens, after a loss, still gets ranked number one. So that tells you what the state of Ohio thinks of Bakkens.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, I think looking at early in the season, obviously, you know, Marion making their football run, St. Henry making their football run. You can see now that St. Henry's starting to get their basketball legs. And because early in the year, they couldn't score 30 points.
Right.
And they had a running clock on them twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's changed. And, you know, for the Indians, we've got a great squad of ball players here. And we certainly have plenty of hype. We can get the ball down the floor. I tell you, if Coach Milton gets things put together, we can beat anybody. So I think tomorrow night's going to be a really good gauge of where we're at here in this season. And I'm anxious to see how that comes out.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. We've had some tests already, obviously, losing 2. You know, we played some good teams. The Parkway game, I think, was a big win for us on the
road.
Great
comeback.
Right, great comeback. Big road win for us in the conference. You know, because you're still in the hunt right now with one loss. So, you control your own destiny a little bit.
Because
if you can beat these teams in front of you, you have a chance to at least tie. You know, and the Jay County game was a big game early on, which we lost by 2 or 3, you know, which was close. You know, so tomorrow's going to be a great contest to kind of see where we're at with having Coach Milton back a little bit.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And I'm not taking anything against Coach Leverett.
Oh, absolutely not.
There's definitely a way that these kids was learning how to play the game under Coach Milton, and then Bobby comes in and, you know, takes over because Coach had some health issues. And You know, hey, we won some games. Yeah. You know, would have Coach Melton done it a little different? Maybe. I don't know. But
who's to say they would have been close? Yeah, maybe we lose by more. You never know.
You don't know that. You don't know the outcome of that. So it's nice to see Coach Melton back on the sidelines. And thanks to Bobby for getting us there. And you know, I think as long as we just keep getting better each and every game, we'll be just fine come towards tournament time.
Right. And that was kind of, I think, my point I wanted, you know, try to make too, was it's a great chance with, you know, we kind of switched some things around a little bit going from Coach Leverett to Coach Melton. And, you know, I think that's a chance to kind of get us a good test tomorrow with Coach Melton.
I agree.
So.
I agree. And last year, I tell you, we had a great game up there. We really, Owen was shooting the lights out of it last year. And
that was probably the best game we played all year, though.
We played great. Harold and I did that game on the radio, I think, and
we listened to it.
It was a barn burner down to the end, and anybody could have won that game, and they had the ball with the last second shot, and they made it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's our turn tomorrow night, huh?
little revenge, yeah, a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Paybacks.
We'll take it. That'd be hopefully we can have the Fort Site rocking, and you know, that
a big
was
crowd tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, that was
a decent
one
crowd tonight, but I think tomorrow night Bakken's obviously is going to bring a big crowd.
You would think so.
One.
That was one thing my wife and I have talked about. You know, will this place ever be as electric as it was pre-COVID? You know, because, you know, well, I mean, coaching on the sideline and being a part of it for all those years, I mean, you kids couldn't hear you on the floor. And you're 5 feet away from them. You know, this place is electric when you play. There's no other place like it. And so, you know, now with NFHS and the radio and all that kind of stuff.
In my opinion, and I think the NFHS was great. It certainly helped during the COVID times. But is there a need for it yet today? I mean, let's come back to the games. I mean, let's get everybody back. You know, for the people that you know, are sick or whatever, that's where it's great. But if you have the opportunity, in my opinion, come to the games, you know, and enjoy the atmosphere.
Absolutely. No, I like it a little bit because I watched, like I said, I wouldn't have gone to Coldwater to watch St. Henry Marion.
Right.
But I can flip it on and watch it.
That's the advantage of it also.
But here, you know, we definitely want our fans back here and supporting our, you know, our Indians, boys and girls, and, you know, the swim team and all that kind of stuff. And
tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, they'll be swimming over at Jay County.
Yeah, big invite, right?
I think it's a big one. I'm going to go over and watch Joel a couple times and it's tough for me to stay all day. It really is. Sometimes it's some really good racing, but you go over and you want to watch your daughter race, and you know, well, 40 seconds later she's done, and then it could be another hour. So it's like, oh boy. But
they're setting records though, like crazy.
They
I
are.
See.
They're having a great year, and you know, I think it'll be fun tomorrow. And it's certainly a good place to go warm up.
I was going to say, it's like 8 degrees outside. You might as well go in there.
It's unbelievable how hot it is in there. Everybody's in there with short sleeves.
So, in other words, wear your muscle shirt and shorts,
yeah,
huh?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Indians start off with the ball in the second half. Swing it over to Kel Rammel. Flare screen to Owen Judy. Short corner to Daniel Patch. Skip pass up to Landon. Over to Owen. Wide open three. This is it. Logan Holman. Clint. Shoot that, Logan.
Put it right back up, big boy.
Gets a rebound. Kicks it back out there. Kel deflects it. Owen has the ball. Or Kel has the ball, I should say. But Logan has the ball in there. He's got to look to.
Oh. Daniel had a chance.
Yep. That's one of those turn down a good shot for a better shot right there.
Daniel hit a huge three the other night against Arcanum.
Yeah, it was. Late in the game. And
yes,
we needed
was.
That
we
when
needed
Kel
that
was struggling
bucket.
A little bit. So. Owen gets the put back in there. Give him 10 points on the night. First leading scorer or double-digit scorer here. Drive in by Hinchin and gets fouled by Kel Remo, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Kel's looking down here on this end and saying, boys, are you watching what's going on down here?
Kel, that's what happens when you have a 34-7 lead, bud.
So tell me about this. If it gets to 30 points, it'll be a running clock.
30-point lead in the second half, it becomes a running clock. They just put it in play.
And if they get back down to 28?
Then it stops.
Then it stops. Okay. Yeah.
Hinchin misses the first free throw, and next year, actually, we're going to implement a shot clock.
Well, I've been talking to Holly about getting some clocks in here, and I like having the time clock up on the top of the backboard, too, so she's been investigating some of those.
I tell you what, it better not hit that thing, because Bill Stogler will have a conniption if it
really?
Does.
Really? Billy don't like him?
Oh, he hates those things up there. I'll never forget, he complained all the time about the rope. Remember that rope string we used to have
bad.
Up top there?
That was
there?
Bad.
He hated that thing.
Yeah, that was bad.
Cal Ramel goes up and gets blocked, but...
Uh-oh, don't be hurt, Cal.
He's fine. Gets blocked, and that's one of those, probably he got fouled, but they're letting the thing go, and there's some bad things that can happen with that, too. Knoxville has the ball, though, trying to get it inside to Banner. Lammers has the ball up top, swings it over to Schroeder. Just kidding, Schroeder's a 5'7", or, yeah, I think 5'7", freshman. Knoxville trying to run some ball screen action. Going inside, gets blocked by Owen Judy. Daniel picks up the loose ball. Cal Ramel throws it down to Owen Judy. Looks like we're trying to get organized here to get a shot we want. Landon Post now has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Kel. Short corner to Owen. Inside to Logan Holman. Back up to Cal Ramel for three. Nope, Logan Holman cleans that rebound up. Peck take it up. He got fouled twice. They called one.
Going to call a foul on him this time.
Yep. Nice rebound by Logan Holman. Keeping the ball up high. Powering up through. That is Lammers' third foul, and they don't have a lot of size to begin with and strength, and the one they do have is set for three fouls. So.
Yeah.
Logan misses the first free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. That's one of those, you know, he gets has a chance for a rebound, and he gets pulled down, and just with his strength, you know, is able to grab the second chance. So second one up is good for Logan, giving him... Seven on the night? Well, eight on the night. Mate. Eight on the night. 35-8 nice lead.
Eight rebounds, or eight points, four rebounds for Logan so far.
Most of those are on the offensive end.
He did the same thing against Arcanum. He's been awesome on the offensive boards.
Right now, Knoxville is kind of struggling to get a shot up right here. Indians are playing great defense. Running a little flex action for the new Knoxville Rangers. Steal by Landon Post, but it steps out of bounds. Great hustle by Landon in there. Just reading that pass, anticipating it, and jumping the gap. Deflection there by Daniel.
There you go.
They run that little zone out of bounds play where they put the 6'7 kid on the out of bounds guy.
He got a tip on it. Needs to steal for the Indians.
Don't leave your feet there. Owen on the drive. Nice kick out to Cal Ramel for open three.
Kel's cold tonight.
Yes, he is. Save him for tomorrow, though, Kel.
I agree.
Logan over to Daniel. Daniel inside to looking inside. Turns it down. Throws it back up to Landon. Skip pass over from Kel to Daniel. Daniel drives in right there. Gets on balance. Kick out to Cal Ramel.
Kel wants to shoot another one. He's like, boys, I can shoot it.
Nice dump down in from Daniel to Owen. Back up to Daniel. Swinging over to Kel. He shoots that one. Good there. Kind of foreshadowed that one, Calby.
Yes, sir. Good shooter. Keeps shooting.
And you're looking to find shots as well. So, and he finds that wide open
Nine
three.
9 points now for Kale.
Owen Judy about gets the deflection right there. That's one thing I really like Owen's game this year as a senior. His defensive intensity is stepping up, too. Missed shot by the Rangers. Cal throws ahead to Daniel. Daniel throws ahead to Owen. Owen drives in. Nice pass into Logan Holman. Gets fouled and the finish. Nice little high-low look there from Owen Judy to Logan Holman.
Have a game, Logan.
And that's twice nice Owen's assist. Found Logan on that where he's gotten fouled for buckets. The old-fashioned three-point play here for Logan, hopefully.
So here's a crazy question. We are up 32.
Yep.
Clock stop.
Unless it's 35, but I thought it was 30.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was 30 for some reason.
I've never seen it, so. Indians now 8 for 10 from the free throw line. Logan with 11 points. Leading the team.
And right now he's getting them from some great ball movement and hard work on the glass.
Yeah, those aren't easy points.
No, not when you're getting fouled and trying to finish through traffic like that. Again, Rangers are running some flex here. Trying to be patient. Keep it close here. Right now, Osborne has the ball up to Henschen. Henschen fires a three, misses it. Logan Holman, Daniel fired over it. Logan collects it, pushes it ahead to Owen Judy in transition. Cal Ramel, cut, you get a layup there, fellas. Swings it over to Logan.
Got it to the side of the court.
Yep, we didn't
have any cutters.
Nice, right there's a foul. Yep, a little late in the action on that. They got the second foul. Great spot there, Logan, on that cut. When the ball skipped like that, you definitely want to follow it up with a cut because everyone's reacting to the ball and they don't see you coming off of that. That's so you can get behind them. Logan hits the first one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Troy Holman checks in for Landon Post. That was one of those plays. We actually had a couple guys open, and Logan gets the ball and got fouled twice on that.
Well, the other thing, you know, obviously Logan and Daniel didn't play basketball last year, and they're back this year, and you can tell each game they're learning and they're just getting better and getting back to where they should be, and both of them really big contributors.
Yep. Logan had a great year in football, and that's just carried over right here to the basketball court.
Yeah, what a stud. He was awesome on the football field.
Tough matchup there, and he's even a tough matchup here, which, I thought he would contribute, but I didn't know he would contribute like he has been.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Bargy, and he said, man, are we tickled with Logan.
So right now we got senior Caleb Beaver checked in, and senior Riley Heiser checked in, getting some minutes here for the Indians. And that's one thing, as it tournament time comes in and some Big Mac games, your bench guys are going to have to get some minutes and help out. And
just defensively, too.
Right.
Just get some stops.
That is great defense right there by Troy Holman.
Troy come over, helped out.
Help on the drive, recover to your man, little things like that. That's what you want to see right here is, are we doing the little things in a game like this? Or are we playing a little disinterested or waiting for tomorrow or taking a break? And are we going to play hard?
So far, we're playing hard.
We are playing hard. Doing all the little things, and, you know, that's how you get better. So, missed rebound for the Rangers, and Caleb Evers gets the rebound, pushes ahead to Troy Holman, who nice pass to Daniel Patch and lays it in. Doesn't get a whole lot easier than that.
Nope. Daniel with his first 2 points of the second half, give him 7 on the game.
You run the floor, and Troy has a chance to find you. You know, and that's the thing that Troy gives him, too. It's, you know, I was curious about our depth early on, and I knew Troy could play. I just didn't know if he would get the chance to play. And right now he's definitely proven his minutes and also giving him some more minutes. Hopefully.
He's obviously a working skater, and hats off to him.
Offensive rebound. I think that's their second, I think.
Yep.
Second right offensive rebound here.
Total
and Waterman
five.
For a step back three. Good. That shot looked good. Maybe he should be a little more aggressive trying to hunt some shots.
Waterman now with 5.
Well, if he didn't hit that, it would have been interesting to see our 35 if that was the case, if that's what it was,
yeah,
unless we
right.
just score here. Daniel's like trying to figure out who do I pass to. Right? A lot of open guys, but nice touch pass from Daniel to Owen inside.
Well, it's up to 35, 36. So we'll see what happens here.
Glad you're doing the math. I'm a social studies guy there, Calpy. I ain't a math guy.
I can do the math. That's no trouble.
Put it on the board and you're set.
You can tell me about history some other time.
We got a lot to talk about there. Nice steal by Owen Judy.
Owen Kinney.
Well, he thought about putting it down.
I think he did, and he tried to do a finger roll, and I don't think he got fouled, if you want to know.
Well, yeah, he's claiming he did, just missed.
When you miss a layup, you always think you got fouled.
Something happened to you, that's for sure.
Yep. Clock is running.
Running clock. So it was 35. That unless Al just took a break down there, one of the two.
No, I'd say it's 35. He's the best in the biz.
He is. He's good. Him and Jerry Byram have been doing that for years.
Yes, they have.
Great steal anticipation by Troy Holman right there on that pass. 7 seconds left. 47-11 here, Indians. 3 seconds. Troy knows it, how much time it is. Logan, turn around, shoot it. And we don't get it off.
Yep, Logan's like, damn.
Yep, good quarter nonetheless for the Indians. What was the halftime score there?
32-7. We picked up 15 points so far. It's been 16, 16, and 15 for the Indians. And 2-5-4 for the Rangers.
All right, so again, 47-11, start the fourth quarter. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Well, we didn't mention the third quarter sponsor, but we did mention his son quite a bit there, and that's Troy Holman and K&L Tractors is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. So get a little plug there for Troy, or for, I guess, Troy's dad, Todd, I should say.
I'm watching. Oh, Bubba's wrapping up our 50-50 tickets down there.
And he's wadding them up.
No, but he looked at that baby awful close. He was. I saw him looking down, and he put his glasses on for that one, and I thought, uh-oh. And he wads them up and throws them away.
That's not a good sign.
Well, can't win them all, boys.
Fourth quarter sponsor is Fowler Mechanical here. Indians have a big lead, 47-11. On the floor for the Indians, we have senior Riley Heiser and Caleb Evers and Logan Holman and junior Cal Rammel and sophomore Troy Holman. And Knoxville has a couple JV guys out there.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see Cale Logan too much longer.
I wouldn't think so unless you put him in here early and then take him out with about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Open three for Cal Rammel. Just rims out, in and out. He did hit 1-3.
Yeah.
Not as consistent as he's been out there.
He's got nine so far tonight.
I'm okay with him having an off night tonight and us winning big and him saving for tomorrow.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if he still gets his he'll get his 20 average on the weekend, and that means he's got 30 banger for us tomorrow night.
Nice drive by Logan Holman, but does
big feet.
Steps out of bounds. There's a few of those big shoes out there. I love the aggressiveness, though.
Yeah, he's taking it to the rack.
Because the other thing you do with that is you draw defenders and you got kickouts for open shots, too.
Yeah, so exactly.
You can either get yours at the basket, which is a high percentage shot, or set up a teammate for a better shot. So now he's out there working hard on defense. Got to love that. If you're going to turn it over, try to get one back. Knoxville's running the flex action. Schroeder has the ball up there. 5'7 freshman. Little spin move against Troy Holman. Looking to find someone. Waterman catches the ball, thinks about it. Uh-oh. Cal Ram will hammer this one, Cal. Yes, sir. Go. He was getting the steps timed up.
Yep, he was timing her out, and that's a two-hand jam for number 22, Cal Rammel.
Logan Holman's going for one. Misses it. Gets the rebound. That's one of those nice steal by Riley Heiser. And they're calling him stepping out of bounds. That's one of those plays. Logan went for the ball, went for it with the wrong hand, actually. As a coach, you kind of see that. It's like, hey, you want to get a steal, but at least try to do it the right way, knock it down with the inside hand. But Rex Leverett had a big night on the JV team with 19 points. Checks in, replacing senior Logan Holman, who had a great game tonight. This is a good game for Rex to get into, get some confidence, play with these guys a little bit.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Brian. I thought, man, he would be great. And there he goes with the rebound.
If you can rebound and defend, those are ways to get minutes, that's for sure.
You got that right.
Landon Post has the ball, swings it over to Troy. The other thing I like to see right here, Calpe, is get Troy Holman and Landon Post hit a couple outside shots. Get some confidence there as well.
Well, Landon is one of those guys that can light it up, too, and you know, obviously Troy can too, but I think Landon may be a little better shot out there from the outside, and if he gets hot, he's dangerous.
Well, you know, those two provide different things for us than just scoring, which you need on the floor. Nice drive by Max Hinchin. But, you know, they provide different things on the floor for us, and not that they have to, you know, try to score. That's not everything in the game, but it's nice when you do all the other things well.
Nice to make a bucket.
Yeah, nice to hit a bucket every now and then. Nice drive by Hinchin there, giving him 13 for the Knoxville Rangers. Again, 49-13 lead. Also, he scored a little bit. Now he's playing a little harder on defense. Coach Melton takes a timeout here. Looks like it's probably going to be a 30-second timeout. Want to stay here and recap the week coming up. So tomorrow, as we've talked about a little bit, we got the number one team in Division 4, the Bakken's Trojans, coming in here. Was coached at one point by our own Mr. Tony Rogers.
Yeah, so, I've seen TR lately. He moved to Coldwater, and I don't get to see him much anymore. And obviously his boy, done with baseball and graduated. So Just always got to see him a lot, and I haven't seen him for a while.
Yep. So we'll be in action here tomorrow. If you can't make it up here, it'd be great if you could, though, to get this court side packing and make it a home court advantage for sure for us here. If not, you can listen, though, on Fort Recovery Radio or watch on MFHS.
You're not doing the game tomorrow night, too?
We are.
All right.
We are. I doubt that's going to be a running clock on the JV one, though, so you can keep your Baker hours.
I was just at home talking to the girls, and I said, it's about 7 o'clock. I better get going. And holy cow.
Yeah, it flew by. I was getting a little worried up there thinking, this thing's going to end quick. So, Indians trigger the ball in with 4:25 here to go in the fourth quarter. And it looks like we're going to hold on to this thing. It's just now determining the differential between the two. Landon has the ball over to Caleb Evers on the right-hand side. Over to Riley Heiser. Nice shot. Faking drive baseline. Kick over to Landon Post. Wide open three.
There's our guy.
No, but Rex Leverett doing some work. That's what he did in the JV game as well. Kicks it over to then to Troy. Swings it back up top. Nice drive by Riley.
Yeah, I thought maybe Riley was going to try a reverse there.
I did too. That would have been a good option, actually.
Yeah, he was open.
Looks like it's going to go off Caleb Evers' hands.
I believe it did.
It's one of those, maybe we forced it in a little bit, but yeah.
I think we're trying to get the ball down into the big guy and see if he can't make a move and lay one in. He's got four on the night, I believe. Two. He's got a two.
All right, now it looks like Knoxville has all their JV, two of their JV guys in there.
Yep, still got Max in there.
Yep, Landon Post with a steal on Max. Pinch it. Left-handed up, switches over to the right, misses the shot. Misses it, though, but Henshin down in transition. Finds it over to Lammers with a nice little putback. That kind of all happened because we didn't get back on defense.
Well, you know, that was one of those deals. We stole the ball. We're down there, and Landon's he's up against the padding. And, yeah, we got beat back.
That's one of those calls, though. It's 49-13. They're not calling that.
I think you're right.
Because I did think he got fouled. But
frustrating for the guy that's going up for the layup.
It is.
Fouled and he doesn't make the shot and makes him look bad. And
yep.
Wasn't the case.
Yep. And he's being a little patient right here, trying to run some clock, get a good shot. Nice little ball fake by Troy Holman. Little step through. Nice move, Troy Holman. Misses it, though, but Rex Leverett in there. Good hustle.
Nice job, Rex.
Goes out of bounds on Max Henshin. Wyatt Grover, who had a great game in the JV game, scored 15. It's checking in, replacing fellow classmate Landon Post. And Ross Pearson, a junior, also checks in, replaces senior Caleb Evers.
Ah. Right through Riley's hands.
That's football shape. I guarantee you don't miss that thing.
Turnover number seven for the Tribe.
Right now we got
Wyatt Grover's in there.
Yep. Junior Wyatt Grover and Ross Pearson, fellow classmate, and senior Riley Heiser, sophomore Troy Holman and Rex Leverett. Good defense by Rex. Garden Henshin picks up his dribble on the baseline. Nice little drive and finishes in there for
that was
Dwinger.
Number 11. Yeah.
Dwinger.
Troy Dwinger with
who has a great set of hair. You jealous of that, Calpy?
I'd love it. I got a haircut today, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go get it, Rex. Oh, that's one of those. Oh, you love the kid hustling, but at the same time, you had a chance for the ball out of bounds underneath, and you hustled and dove for it and touched it. And it's now our ball. Yeah, I'm not sure why you did that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you'd do that either. Maybe he thought one of his teammates touched it, I guess.
Ross Pearson swings over to Wyatt Grover, wide open three, misses it. Wyatt hit two threes in a row in the JV game. Good look for him.
Ross Pearson
tracks a rebound down.
With a rebound.
That's one of those plays in that last part, though. Rex should just go for it, though, because you never know. Because that kid saves it hustling like that, throws it in bounds, they go score a layup. Not that it matters in this game, but just for future reference. So.
Exactly.
The running clock here, this quarter's going by quickly here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
So evidently, once it gets to 35, it doesn't stop, even if you get it back under.
That's a new rule. Didn't know those.
Yeah.
Right now, it's down to 25 seconds. Riley Heiser, a little pull-up jumper, misses it. Knoxville with the rebound. Henshin has the ball, driving in. Kicks over to Schroeder, thinks about a three, misses. Ends up shooting a little pull-up jumper. deflected right there. Dwenger hustles for the ball, touches the line almost the same spot it was last time.
Yeah, and I think that's going to do it. Clock's going to run out.
Looks like the Indians are going to get a conference victory here in the Forestside Fieldhouse against the new Knoxville Rangers, putting a record to 8-2 on the season and 2-1 in conference play. New Knoxville drops to 1-10 on the season, 0-3 in conference play. And we'll take a short break here. We'll be back with some wrap-up of some stats and hopefully have a chance to talk to head coach Jim Melton.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
By the way, I got a text just a second, few seconds ago or minutes ago, and once an AD, always an AD. Barb Saltbein says it is 30 in football and 35 in basketball with the running clock. So
she's the best, isn't she?
She's awesome. Thanks, Barbie. Appreciate that. You want to wrap some stats up here real quick?
Yeah, let me go
Coach
over
Mountain
real quick
comes?
Here for the game tonight. The Indians with a 49-17 victory. They scored 16 points in the first quarter to 2 for the Knoxville Rangers, and we scored 16 in the second quarter to 5 to make it a 32-7 halftime lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. In the third quarter, we score 15. They score 4. We go up 47-11. And in the fourth quarter, we pull a lot of our starters out. We only score 2 points in the fourth quarter. We finish the game 49. They score 6 in the fourth quarter with 17. Indians lead. Indians finish the game up 49-17. And for the Indians, we were led by Logan Hummond with 13 points. Owen Judy had 12. Cale Rammel had 11. Daniel Patch had 7. Caleb Evers with 2. Landon Post with 4. We out-rebounded them 27-8 tonight. That was a huge part of the game, and just our size and stuff took care of things on both ends of the floor. We got a lot of offensive putbacks. A lot of them was Logan down there working his tail off. Free throws, we shot great. We were 10 of 12 from the free throw line, and they only shot 3. They were 1 for 3. Turnover-wise, actually pretty clean. We only had 7 turnovers, which I think Coach will be happy with. For the Rangers, they had 11, most of them come in the first half. But we're joined now by Coach, and congratulations on a W tonight, sir.
Thank you.
Nice win. Obviously, they're missing their key guy. He's sick, and he doesn't make the trip over to the fort, and that doesn't help a team on the road losing your best player. So
no.
Indians took care of business early, and
you know, it's nice to get a league win no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take any MAC win. They don't come easy. And, you know, you feel for them. They got the flu bug going through their locker room right now. I believe there's more than just Carson Beerline that's out. So,
yeah,
you know, hey, we've been in this situation right before Christmas. It was going through our locker room, and, you know, it's just some adversity that, you know, everybody's got to fight through right now, unfortunately. But, you know, we'll enjoy this one here for a couple hours, and then, you know, we got a tremendous challenge tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
and Brian and I was talking about that, you know, and one of the things that he mentioned was is that we still worked our cans off tonight. Because, you know, it was one of those games where you probably could have laid back a little bit, but we were doing a lot of the little things right, and Brian made a lot of comments about that, and obviously we get to save our legs a little bit for tomorrow night. Do you know who they played tonight? We were talking about that.
They were off tonight. They played Riverside Tuesday.
So they were off tonight. They'll be fresh tomorrow night coming in here. But we're going to be ready for them, and we had a heck of a ball game with them last year, you know, I look forward to a little payback for them, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we prepared a little bit this week both ways, both New Knoxville and Bakken's, and you know, it makes it challenging when you have Friday and Saturdays, and your focus is the MAC, obviously. But you know, when you got the number one team in the state coming in, and you know, our guys are they're excited for this opportunity. They're a little hungry for it. You know, some of the guys remember last year, but. You know, I really liked a lot of the little things that I seen tonight once we settled down, started moving the ball around, hit the short corner, got the high post. You know, our guys were hitting the boards hard tonight. They're going to have to tomorrow night. But, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
Well, absolutely. And Coach made the same comment, too, about hitting that short corner on the offensive end, and it worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought we had some open shots that we turned down for good. We had good shots, right. We turned down for better shots.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't settle, and we didn't just throw up shots trying to get our own points. We were worried about the team and you know, the Indians on the scoreboard. So,
yeah, that was – we talked about that. I don't know how Coach felt about it back when he was coaching, you know, on the boys' side. But sometimes as a coach, you hate having them points up there. Because sometimes guys will look up there and say, "Dang, I only got four right now." Or, you know, and then they'll start chasing some points. When, you know, as a coach, we're wanting them to just work together as a unit. And, hey, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, that's a lot of what you saw tonight. The guys were unselfish. They didn't care. They moved it around. And just, you know, where the chips fell is where they fell.
So. And the other part, too, is the defensive end. You know, this is a game you pick up some possible bad habits on. And that's not a game you want before a Bakken's game tomorrow where you don't want any bad habits. So I thought our kids played, you know, pretty solid as far as positioning and not just gambling to get pick sixes, per se, and trying to get easy buckets. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's funny you say that. You know, the guys, anyone that's listening, Coach Leverett will tell you that's exactly what I said at halftime and before the game. Because some bad habits can creep in. You start looking at your opponent and you're thinking, well, I might be able to get a dunk here or there, and, you know, and start getting away from your fundamentals that we work on and, you know, our foundation defensively. So I was really proud of the guys for the most part, you know, that they stuck to it. And, you know, we're going to have to be very disciplined tomorrow night within our schemes and, you know, very methodical.
I'm anxious to see how they play. And you know, last year we took them right down to the wire. They hit a last-second buzzer beater, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And you know, we played a whale of a ball game, and I look for the exact same thing tomorrow night. Hey, we're 2-0 so far this week. We got a good thing going. But we got 5 straight victories, right?
Yeah.
Six now
victories. Yeah. So let's keep that going, and maybe the boys. Maybe the boys will get one back for us tomorrow.
They're hungry for tomorrow night.
Oh,
they really
talking.
Are.
We're hoping we get a big crowd in here tomorrow night and get this place rocking, and that's fun to see.
Yeah. Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thanks for coming in tonight, and good luck tomorrow night with the Bakken's boys. And we'll
by the way, how's the health?
Doing great. I'm still keeping that weight off. I'm a vegetarian. I eat fruits and vegetables pretty much, a low-sodium diet. I'm still doing my rehab, cardio. Jogging 15 minutes at a time and walking 3 miles a day and getting all that stuff in. So,
well, that's a good thing. It's good to see you back on the
those purple balls were my motivation. I look at them every single day.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degrees. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, Patchy, anything else?
Nope. Big win for both teams, running clocks in the JV game. 57-12 win there and 49-17 win here for the varsity. And so
we'll be back tomorrow night to bring the a big game to you. The Indians are going to take on the Bakken's Trojans, right?
Yes, sir.
And we'll see if we can't pick up another W. And for Brian and I, it's good to have you, and we'll be back tomorrow night. So long.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.